everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. And once again, we've got a huge episode with you because it is with Meredith Locker and L. Ron Ferguson. Now, if you're watching this anywhere else except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because we're going to have important links and graphics and stuff like that right below. So remember to go calbanyan.com. And gosh, I just want to get right into it and let you know that I've got two all-stars with me. If you haven't been watching these episodes, you want to go back especially to episode 200 and 201 because we review the top 10 episodes from the last 100 episodes and really share why we think that they're great. So you go back there. I want to tell you about L. Ron Ferguson. He is one of our hypno rock stars here at our center. He comes out here and he helps me teach classes. He sees clients right out of our office. He's been through our training program, my internship program, and he is a hypno rock star. How you doing there, L. Ron?
I'm doing good, Cal. And I am going to a rock concert next weekend. Thanks. But if I was the rock star, you have to have someone else on stage with you. And I think that that's Meredith Locker. She's the only other person who recently went through the internship right before I did. And she has a practice in L.A. She's awesome at what she does. She's given me absolutely fantastic advice, and because she has technically been doing it longer than me, so I really do actually look up to her and everything she's accomplished, having her own practice independently in L.A., and she's just fantastic. If I knew anybody in the L.A. area, I'd definitely send them to her. Or if I had anybody that, I'm having problems with, she could probably take them to the other side as well. She's just good at what she does. She's got her master's degree and the whole deal. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing great, L. Ron. I'm just loving listening to you. The beautiful rock star sounds of L. Ron Ferguson just lull me into a space of joy that nothing else quite does.
I'm holding back so many smart remarks right now. Oh, my God.
L. Ron is so fantastic. He created the pull-it-out hypnotic induction.
It's just like the instant induction with the eight-word induction, but you just flip the hand.
Oh, okay. It's all in the wrist action.
Yeah, it's all in the wrist action. You know, you just got to flip the hand just right. It's actually the hand drop technique. I don't know what you're thinking about, Cal.
I just going by what I heard. Meredith?
Okay, I have to tell you how hard this is to do podcasts with these two guys because it's just really hard to not stop from crying with laughter. It's just craziness, but I want to make sure that you know who these guys are. I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to be introducing both of them, but I'm going to. L. Ron Ferguson is just an all-around great guy. He's obviously hilarious. He seems like he takes everything lightly, but the truth is, I don't know anyone who takes hypnosis more seriously. He really rocks 5PAP and believes in it with every inch, every cell of his body, and you know, he's definitely one of the best in the profession, no doubt about it. And he sees clients here in Tustin, California, so definitely send people his way, as I will as well. And Cal Banyan is the person who trained both of us. He developed 5PATH. He is the author of several books. He has brought to us 7th PATH self-hypnosis. He trains the best in the profession, and he is my personal mentor, as I am sure he's many of yours. And here he is, Cal Banyan.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Hey, before we get started, if my calendar is right, this is coming out like about a week before Christmas or so. And what I'd like, they don't know that I'm doing this, I'd like each one of you to give one tip that is of a something that a hypnotist would know, something that a hypnotherapist would recommend to their clients or a friend or family member to help them to get through this Christmas season with the least amount of stress. Who wants to go first?
I will. I would say the one tip is manage your expectations of the Christmas season. Whatever your expectations are for how it's supposed to go, how it's going to go, write it out, think about it, and whatever they are, reduce that by 25% visually, mentally, in paper on your mind. And, you know, not to set things too high of, you know, wanting it to be perfect Christmas, that sort of thing. Focus on the process and not the result. That's my tip.
Good tip. Meredith?
I would say not to take anything that anyone does personally. Because the truth is, everything, I mean, like 99.99% of what everyone around you does is about them, not about you. And so when you go into that family gathering, when you go into that party with friends, when you go into that work environment and the person who's socially phobic says something silly just because they're insecure, don't take it personally. It's not about you. It's about their insecurity, their social phobia, which I happen to know the vast majority of people in the world have an issue with. And we work with them every single day, don't we, guys? And it's usually on the laundry list of every single client that we work with, some sort of social phobia in some way, shape, or form, and it's just not personal. So don't take it personally. Have a good time. Enjoy your eggnog. Enjoy your presents. Remember the beauty of the season. It's not about presents. It's not about commercial stuff. It's about people and relationships and having a good time and taking some time off and enjoy yourself.
Wow, that was really good. You too. You guys are awesome. I got a couple that, one thing, guess what? It's a time when people eat too much. And sometimes it's because there's a big old dinner in front of you. But that's okay. On, you know, when you're with family, indulge. It's a time for indulging. But the rest of the time could just be stress eating. Eating because you're worried. Eating because you're frustrated. Eating because you're a little miffed, ticked, or PO'd. And I'll tell you what you do. You need to do the secret language of feelings. And if you haven't read the book yet, I'm going to give you kind of a little hint from there. If you start finding yourself heading for the candy dish, and you know you don't want to gain 5 pounds during the Christmas season or 10 pounds, what you do is you, before you put anything in your mouth to eat, you check that place inside your body where you're supposed to feel hungry when you're really physically hungry. You check right in there and you ask yourself, am I really hungry? And then if you're really hungry, eat. But most of the time, you're going to find out you're experiencing an emotion. And what I'd like you to do is just ask yourself, what am I really feeling here? Am I bored? Am I frustrated? Am I lonely? Whatever it is. And then, you know what? You ask yourself, what can I do about this? How can I respond to this feeling in a satisfying way? And that is when you, if you're bored, then you got to do something fun, interesting, or have a growth experience. If you're sad, then you got to get back or replace whatever was lost. If you're lonely, then you need to call a friend or make a friend or call a family member. And if you are angry, then that means that you need to, you know, make up or make fair. And if you're fearful, then you need to avoid or prepare for something that's negative is going to happen, because there's nothing you could eat that could fulfill any of those feelings. And so I have some free audios on that at thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com, and you can listen to those and be well prepared to not gain 5 to 10 pounds during this Christmas season. And the other thing I want to talk about is self-talk. You know, the most important and most powerful words you'll ever hear are the words you say in the privacy of your own mind, because you tend to just utterly and completely believe them. They just reinforce whatever is in there or go up against whatever's in there, and they're accepted like that. So you need to be your own thought police. You got to think about yourself in a way to where you are purposefully saying productive things to yourself. If you have stinking thinking, you're going to have a stinking holiday season. So be careful with what you're saying in the privacy of your own mind. You can even write down some positive things to say and use them instead of negative thinking. Just have them ready. You catch yourself saying something that's not productive, then insert these productive thoughts that you know are true about you. Anything else you guys want to add about getting through this holiday season?
Yes, as a matter of fact. You know, sometimes that secret language of feelings process that you talked about, Cal, isn't something you can do in the midst of a party or a family gathering, unless you want to go to the restroom and spend a little time thinking in your head. You might look a little odd, or feel a little odd for that matter, if you just stop in the middle of things and in your mind you're trying to sort that out. And so what I've learned from you is, in the absence of an opportunity to do the 1, 2, 3, to figure out what the cause of the problem is and to come up with a satisfying response, then what you got to do is anything that will distract you that isn't, what, illegal, immoral, or fattening, right, Cal? And so do anything else. Go play a game with somebody. Go play with the little kids and, you know, play Barbies with them, or hang out with the animals if the people are driving you nuts, or take a walk. Do anything else until you have a chance to go back later and sort that stuff out. And a little tip from someone who works with a lot of weight loss people: one great thing to do before any party is, first of all, not going there hungry. Okay, you gotta fill yourself up a little bit on something ahead of time. Don't starve yourself all day long and then go to the party where there's gonna be million calorie appetizers laying out all about. Drink a lot of water. Right when you get there, drink a glass or two of water, so that'll fill you up a little bit and you don't have that, you know, thirst mimicking hunger. And eat vegetables first. And then, if you're still hungry, have a couple bites of whatever looks yummy on the table. How do you like that?
Cool. Elrond, can you add?
No, I think that's it. That's good. I mean, you don't want to hear my advice about Christmas. Just kidding. Have a good time. I mean, focus on the relationships, like we're saying, you know. Don't take things personal. Just my previous point. It's about the process, not the outcome. All right? Christmas is a time of handling surprises. Okay, the tree might catch on fire, grandma might not be able to make it, somebody might go to the hospital, the turkey might get burnt. It's about the relationships, not about the setting, that make Christmas what it is.
You're right. And you know what? I think I firmly believe that any Christmas without snow is a good Christmas. I think we're going to Mexico for Christmas. Isn't that cool? Or warm. That's warm. That's what that is. All right, you guys. Hey, let's talk about, does anyone have like a hypnosis question we can ponder for this episode?
Okay. I do. Yes, one of our fantastic hypnotherapists sent me a question, and thank you so much. She chose not to be identified, and so I'm going to go ahead and just read her question, and then we can talk about this a little bit. It's really exciting. It's about one of my favorite subjects, age progression. And she says, I have a question that I don't think has ever been covered. This happened last week. After the age regression, I took the client into the future to see her future self. I asked the future self to please tell grown up in the chair how she did it and how she was successful and anything else the grown up needs to hear, so that her future will be your future, so that the grown-up's future will be the current grown-up's future. The client, as the future self, said that she did not want to do that. She did not want to inform the grown-up because she wanted grown-up to go through the process and learn it on her own. I still put future self in her mind anyway afterwards. Anything else I could have done? Now, first of all, I want to say, if you guys don't know about age progression, stop right now, pause this, you can come back to it later, and go to podcasts 164 through 166, where we did 3 fantastic segments on age progression work. So get the background that way, and now we're getting into a little bit more detail about this. So, Cal, are you clear on the question? Elrond, you clear on the question?
Yes. Clear. And as the senior hypnotherapist here, I say, Elrond, what do you think?
Oh, come on, man. Cal, you go first.
If I go first...
I'll be back up. You're the wow, I'm the bow. Come on.
Okay, be that way.
It's Christmas.
I'm going to surprise y'all. You know what? If that's what future self wanted to say, I believe the answers are inside our client. And if the client, as the future self, thinks it's in grown-ups, that's the client as that client is now, she would be better off by figuring it out herself, then I would let her do that. I mean, actually, we've done all that informed child work and given the child all that insight, and that insight has been transferred to the grown-up. And if the client, you know, said, you know, I just think she's better off learning this stuff for herself, then I would go along with that. How about you, Elrond?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd want to ascertain, like, well, what do you mean?
Because the whole reason that we do the informed adult like that, from future self to the adult, is to guarantee their success. All right, okay, now future self, inside of you the words he needs to hear to ensure that his future is the same as yours. And so, you know, no matter what they say, it's got to be congruent with that goal. And so I would ask the client and just made sure and be like, okay, future self, but does that grown-up have everything he needs to make sure that his future is your future? Now, okay, now future self, based on everything that you know in this future, is there anything that you could say to grown-up to ensure his future is the same as yours? Yeah, he's still going to learn, because life is life. He's still going to learn no matter what. But is there any way that you can guarantee the outcome? Not necessarily take the pain away of the journey, but guarantee that the future that you're experiencing right now happens. Because you know what? It might not. So why don't you tell him? You know?
You know, I want to tell the viewers or the listeners, you know, one of the things is, like, Elron might have a slightly different take on this than me, or Meredith might also. And it really has to do with, as we're looking at the picture, we're perceiving the client slightly differently. And when we make these suggestions during the podcast, we're kind of like being, you know, the Monday morning quarterback or backseat driver, and we're not there with the client. And so don't do exactly what we say, because you may have a different impression about the client than I do, or that Elron is getting from what he heard from the question. So it's okay for us to have some slightly different opinions. In fact, if there wasn't value in that, I would just have me on the podcast. Meredith, is there anything you could add to that question and response?
Yeah, I mean, I think first of all, it's really important to remember in these situations that you've got to treat the client as being right. The biggest mistake you could make, in my opinion, is to make them feel bad or feel like they're wrong in that assessment. You know, even if it's completely your opinion that they're blowing a chance to gain something out of this process, you know, you want to support them in their wisdom. Like Cal said, they have inner wisdom and inner knowledge, and you want to, you know, support them in that and support them in trusting that and following that wisdom, as opposed to like, no, you know, you don't know anything about anything. First of all, I think that that's an important point to make. But yeah, you can kind of work with what the client said and not just, okay, shut it down, now we're done, and you can still get something out of it. And so probably, of course, like Cal said, not knowing the exact client that we're talking about, I would handle this differently with different clients. It depends on the history of the problem, it depends on who they are, it depends on how well they have been learning from their experiences, how well they've handled difficult experiences, all of that. But I would probably go, okay, great. And so, since you really do want future self to learn from the experiences, what kind of wisdom can you offer the now self, or whatever you're calling grown up now, you know, so that that learning can go most smoothly? And, you know, let that inner wisdom from the future self, you know, shine on the current self. And there may be, they may end up in saying it that way. It's just kind of another way of saying it. They may end up then giving them some tips, kind of like, hey, look, you know, life gives you bumps sometimes in the road, but you just got to learn to go with it and see the benefit in it, see the silver lining in it, see that everything tends to work out for you, and, you know, hang on because everything passes. And they may give themselves some amazing self-talk, some amazing reinforcement of a positive ways of looking at challenging situations that couldn't be more powerful if it came from someone else. It has to come from them to be the most powerful. And then you can take their words and use it as direct suggestion. And when you're using their words, it's that much more powerful direct suggestion. So there's absolutely things that you can get out of even that experience. What do you think?
I think that's very good. And I think that George, oh, I'm not supposed to say his name. No, it's not really George. Is going to get a lot out of that. And if anyone wants to leave a comment about how you feel, about how you would handle it in that situation, please leave a comment below. And we'd love to have the discussion on that topic. Good. Anyone else have anything to add to that?
Yeah, if I could just add one last thing. I'd say, in my mind, one of the most important things would be to ascertain that the client understands what you're doing there. because sometimes they might just have this thing in their mind where they think, oh no, you know, I don't want to take away the learning, but they might not understand that, well, listen, this ain't going to take away your learning. Your life's still your life. The life's going to happen to you no matter what future self tells grown up. The learning's going to happen either way. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. Your life is your life. But just to make sure that I would be concerned that the reason they go, no, I don't want to say anything, isn't because they kind of aren't understanding what's going on. And if they do understand and they still decide, no, I don't want to say anything, then cool.
That was great. You know, as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking about how I wish this information was available when I was first getting into the profession, because it's just a gold mine of information. And even, you know, even the newest hypnotherapist, as you know, as they listen to this stuff, their mind is getting opened up, because not everybody goes through our training, and some people go through some really basic trainings and begin the profession, and you know, they can listen to this stuff and really expand their tool chest and their understanding and their preparedness to work with a wide range of issues. All right, I think we're right about 20 minutes. Elron, you're on a roll. Why don't you wrap it up?
All right. Thanks for watching Hypnosis, Etc. If you want to learn more about how to do this process, I highly recommend you check out hypnosis.org. There are links on that site. There's products. There's just a wealth of hypnosis information. And there's also schedules for upcoming training classes. So far, we have 3 scheduled for next year in 2011. I'd love there to be more than that. If there's some more interest, well, then we'll have some more classes. Absolutely. If you want to have sessions with myself, my website is safeeffectivehypnosis.com. Go there, friend me on Facebook. And, sessions over here is hypnosiscenter.com. I have sessions with myself or Cal. Check out Meredith's website. I'm sure she's going to give you a plug for her website in just a moment. I'll let her do that. And we really love giving you guys this information. If you have any questions, feel free to leave them below or to email the center, or any one of us be happy to answer them for you and make sure that your success is guaranteed. Thanks.
Beautiful. Meredith, closing words.
Yes. You know, what we hope that these webcasts do most of all is generate more questions, more comments, more community, just, you know, a higher level of hypnotherapy being done out there. And so, you know, please, if we've generated more questions for you, your questions matter. There's no stupid questions. So please do submit them. The places that we do check for those questions, you can certainly email us directly. You know, you can find our email addresses on our various websites. Mine is yourpathhypnosis.com. You can also join, if you're not already a member, of ourhypnospace.com, a really fantastic place where we can have community. There's all kinds of different groups on there, but there's an Ask Cal group where you can post questions or comments. And then also right here on calbanion.com, if that's where you're watching this, just down there, there's a place where you can put feedback. And so that's another place that we look. And those would be probably the top 3 places that we would look for questions and comments to bring to the show. So these shows are only as good as you guys allow them to be with your questions and comments. So keep them coming. I am still collecting what if questions. So definitely get those to me, Meredith at yourpathhypnosis.com. Thank you guys so much, and happy holidays.
Beautiful. All right, this is Cal Banion. Become a VIP up there somewhere on this website. There is a place to become a VIP. You get an instant access to all the podcasts. Not one long sheet, the titles, you can just pick them out. It's really, really great thing to do. And also, I want to see each and every one of you at the 2011 Solid Gold Weekend. For the first time ever in California, the National Guild of Hypnotists Best of presentation in Anaheim. And I've got the site. If you want more information, go to ngh.net, and you'll find out that it's February 26th through 27th, and at the Embassy Suites, Anaheim. That's it. Cal Banion signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.